Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is 77 Clocks by Christopher Fowler, published by Bantam Books in 2006. Today's book is all about family loyalty, murder, and darkness and light. It's December 1973, and Britain is ravaged by strikes and blackouts as workers clash with the Heath government. 17-year-old Sam Gates works the reception desk at the Savoy Hotel, much to the disappointment of her family. One night she finds one of the guests slumped in the lounge behind a newspaper, dead, and it turns out he was poisoned by a snake. Meanwhile, at the National Gallery, just before closing time, a man dressed in Edwardian clothing vandalises a painting and disappears into the night. Now, the two crimes are perfect for the Met's Peculiar Crimes Unit, and the PCU's leading detectives, Bryant and May, each take on one of the crimes. When Bryant tracks down the vandal and they chase him into the tube to arrest him, they never expected that the man would blow up and die. Now, Bryant and May have two murders on their hands, and it turns out there's a connection. The man with the snake bite was the vandal's lawyer. Bryant and May are led into the upper-class world of family loyalty and the ancient guild system in London to try and stop another murder. Meanwhile, Sam is determined to do a little bit of investigating of her own, especially when she stumbles across victim number three in a barber's shop, who just happens to be the vandal's brother. But who is targeting the family and why? And with deaths by snake, bomb, and barber, why are the methods so arcane and unusual? 77 Clocks is a delightful, imaginative, and complex detective story. Alongside the murders, there's the British political situation in 1973, the cause of the electricity blackouts. There's class conflict, there's the upper classes losing their grip on the world, there's Christmas, there's troubled teens, Victorian secret societies, connections with India, loyalty, snobbery, and the occult. There's a lot going on in the 77 Clocks, but it's also really witty and great fun. Bryant and May are described as the odd couple of policing. Bryant is dishevelled and non-linear and happier in the past, while May is more hip, straightforward, with the liking of the ladies. They drive each other crazy, but as their investigation styles come from different perspectives, somehow together they manage to fit together the pieces of this complex puzzle. Sam Gates, on the other hand, is a lost teenager, searching for her way in the world. Her parents are terrible social climbers, and she wants nothing to do with them. And she also suffers from a severe fear of the dark, and yet she's determined to solve these mysteries on her own. "77 Clocks" is part of the long-running Bryant and May series, but you can definitely read this book standalone. So if you like Victorian secret societies, detectives, clockwork bombs, snobby people getting their comeuppance, theatre, and the invention of the electric light, I recommend 77 Clocks by Christopher Fowler. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.